Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Amen, 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 hallelujah, 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 amen, hallelujah.
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 Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hallelujah. Hey y'all, we just want to say hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God. We like
all
in
praise.
The midst of the week. All praises, y'all. All praises to the Most High God.
I mean, all hallelujah. Amen.
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 Like I said, we're in the midst of the week. We got 3 days and three nights before we actually touch down on the Sabbath day, the day of rest, the day that the Lord
Amen.
Chose to raise up, the day, the day that He chose to wake up Himself. How about that? The day that He chose the title of He's the Lord of the Sabbath. This is what this here precept leads to that day. I want to welcome everybody to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel. Tonight is the Wednesday night edition. You got the Nation of Peace, Israelites out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, with our brother Nakomi Swanson, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, a.k.a. Little Israel, bringing what?
That
kingdom state of mind.
Amen.
And guess what that kingdom state of mind got to say today? No limit gospel.
Amen.
What? You gonna put the God of Israel in a box. You don't put limits on Him where He said, is my hand too short that I can't deliver? I mean, you know, our people said we made a covenant with death, and God is like, is my hand too short that I can't deliver? Living gospel, y'all. That's what time it is. This is a real juice. We're going to ask our brother Nakomi to bring that drama. So we're going to hand this over to brother Nakomi Swanson.
Shalom. I'd like to say peace and shalom to everyone at the sound of my voice.
Peace and shalom, my brother.
Nakomi. Peace and shalom, everybody. Brother Nakomi of the Nation of Peace Israelites. We're going to get started. So, people, brothers, if you have your heads covered, uncover your heads and face the east. Sisters, uncover your heads and face the east. And Brother Isaiah, bring a reading in your choice. And we're going to get started with the lesson.
Amen, amen, amen. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Amen. I've said I would take heed to my, well, excuse me. Sisters, please cover your head. Brothers, please uncover your head. And if possible, let's face east towards Jerusalem so we can pray in. I said I would take heed to my ways that I said not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot without me, within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days. What is it? What it is that I may know how frail I am? Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and my age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity, Selah. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not to reproach of the foolish. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth because thou didst it. Remove that stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand, which thou with rebukes doth correct me, man, for iniquity. Thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity, Selah. Dream is taking place in the book of Psalms, chapter 39, verses 1 through 11. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Can we have Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, Brother Isaiah?
Amen. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
Okay, people, in verse 2 it says, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It means we must be at all times preparing for the coming of Christ and the kingdom of God. And in verse 3, it says, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. That's for the people of God and the people that work of God. And we're supposed to be making a clear, agenda-free path with the word of God and testimony of Jesus Christ. So with that, people, we're going to get started. As Brother Joel said, the name of the lesson is No Limit Gospel. No Limit Gospel. People, if you're dealing with God and Christ, we got to understand that we sometimes try to put limits on ourselves. I only want to know this much, or I only want to do this much, or I'm saying there's only so much scripture, there's so much of this and so much of that, that
mm-hmm.
we put a lot of limits on things. I understand how he has no limits, so we shouldn't have much limits. So we're going to show you some things that we're supposed to be do more and be greater, because that's why he's so great, because there's no limits to him. So with that, people, we're going to kick it off with the right state of mind right off. Brother Isaiah, we're going to kick this off in Philippians chapter 4 and 13. Yeah, so we're going to kick it off with the headline scripture. But this headline scripture is pretty much could wrap up the whole lesson. So let's get this. Philippians 4 and 13. When you get it, brother, go ahead.
The book of Philippians 4 and 13. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me.
Stop. Okay, this is an absolute statement right here, people. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And you got some people read the scripture saying they can't do the commandments. It's impossible to keep the commandments. So are you trying to tell me I can? But they'll read the scripture and talk about all the other things they think they can do except for obey God. I can do all things in Christ for me except for obey him. No. You're supposed to think that you got the ability to do everything, including obeying him. So this is the mindset. This is the no limit mindset right off the top. I can do all things. I can do everything. There shouldn't be nothing I don't think I can do. Because that is what I'm saying. So if I can do all things, then guess what? I don't have no limitations. You don't have no limitations if you truly believe what the scripture says. You either can think it's some words, or is it real? Do you believe that this is true, that you can do all things through Christ? With strength. And see, it ain't about me doing it on my own or the person doing it on. Say, through Christ with strength, I'm saying he's going to bring the power through him if I just keep going forward and doing what I'm supposed to do. So we got to understand, if your vision is connected to his vision, how can you fail? I say that all the time. If what you're doing is connected to what he's doing, how can it not prosper? So let's get this mind state, that we're supposed to have the mind state that we want to do more and more. There is no limits. We're supposed to be trying to get better and better and better. Now, you know what? I'm pretty good where I'm at right now. That ain't how we're supposed to be thinking. We're supposed to be trying to get better in every aspect of our life. So with that, Brother Isaiah, let's get some of this mindset of we're supposed to be getting more. You see what I'm saying? If you're the wise, if you're the righteous, we're supposed to get this more mindset. So let's go on to Proverbs chapter 1 and 1. Proverbs 1 and 1. Yeah, Proverbs 1 and 1.
The book of Proverbs chapter 1 and 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain into wise counsels. To understand a proverb.
So see what we hear in Father said, a wise man will hear and will increase in learning. He said a wise man gonna try to not stay at the level he at. He said a wise man will hear and will increase in learning. So you know what I'm saying, this is that no new limit thing. You're supposed to want to increase everything you know. You should not be satisfied where you at. You should be trying to get to know more and more and more. If you wise, but everyone's not wise. So it tell you that the wise is trying to know more and more. But let's go on to Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 9. Proverbs 9 and 9.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 9, verse 9. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning.
See that? See the just man and the wise man? Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. See? The wise and the just ain't satisfied at what level they at. They're trying to go higher and higher and higher because they know they can. There's no limitations. I'm saying, once I got to understanding of the Bible, like when I was a Christian, I could read the Bible and get tired of it. But now that I got to understanding and understand how vast the Bible is, that I can't, it's so, I'm saying every time I look at it, I learn something every time I get it. I'm saying I can't nothing but do but get excited about it and want to know more and more, because you know what? I know there's more, and I said, I don't care if I live 100 years, I'm going to keep on seeing new things all the time. So I know if I keep dealing with it, I'm just going to get increase, and just get higher and higher. It's just going to go higher and higher and higher. Might not excite you, but it excites me to know more and more about God, about myself, about man, about creation, about secrets, about all these great things that the Lord shows you if you keep dealing with his word. See, I don't know about you, but it excites me. I love figuring out and finding new things. So, like I'm saying, everybody ain't wise and everybody's not a just man. So that I'm saying, everybody ain't going to do that. Some people are satisfied where they're at. But he's giving you the mindset of these people, the wise and the just, because the wise and the just, guess what? These people, far as with the scriptures, we ain't talking about somebody at Harvard University or nothing like that. But people that are the wise and the just that deal with the things of God, you becoming more like God when you do these things. Because he's limitless. There ain't no saying, ain't no limits on God. Ain't no limits on God. So if you want to be more like him, you got to be trying to become limitless yourself. But let's show you. Jesus told us this straight to our face. Let's go into St. John's chapter 14 and 12. St. John's chapter 14 and verse 12. When you get it, Brother Isaiah, go ahead.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
See that? He said, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do. Okay, Jesus did some pretty great things when he was here. Okay, people? Jesus was great. But he said, guess what? He said, you're supposed to do greater. He said, he that believe on me, he's going to do greater works than I did. So you know what that let me know? God and Christ got some high expectations for their servants, for the people that's following them, for the people that believe in them. They got great expectations for you. So we got to understand that. Like I'm saying, I'm saying when I first became an Israelite, I didn't plan on ever teaching. That wasn't what I wanted to do. I just wanted to sit in the chair and just sit there and learn. I was liking that. But I had been there less than like 2 or 3 weeks, and my teacher told me and every man in there, "You're priest in training." He said, "We don't have members." He said, "If you're a man, you're gonna keep coming here. You're going to be a part of this. You're going to participate." So that ended up changing my whole spiritual outlook and my faith of how I thought it, how I wanted it to be, to, no, you're going to have to participate in this. You're going to have to become good at this. You don't just get to sit on the sideline. Yeah, it's something greater than that. I'm saying, people, it never was my dream to be in the pulpit ever. That is not my dream. That is not what I wanted to do. But guess what? To be part of him, I had to be something greater than what I was thinking. I said, I can't just sit here and dress up nice and sit on the sidelines and it's all good. No, God put it to somebody in front of my face to let me know that wasn't going to be good enough. You got to become way greater than that. And as I started learning about these lofty expectations God in Christ expects of us. I had a limit on what I wanted to do. God showed me ain't no limit of what you're supposed to do. So we got to understand, that's why I'm naming this no limit. We think we got limits. Christ, I'm saying God in Christ, if you truly with him, you ain't got no limits because they don't have no limits. So we got to understand that. And let's show you one of the things. Let's show you again Christ telling us, breaking it down to us again. But we're going to show you one of the biggest things you got to have in order to do this. But you need this pretty much to do just about anything with God. So let's go into Matthew chapter 21 and 19. Matthew 21 and 19.
The book of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 19. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon, but leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things, whithersoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive.
Stop.
And when
if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. So he's telling you, if you got faith, he said, oh, this little fig tree, he said, you're gonna be able to say to a mountain, just jump into the sea, and you'll be able to do it. But you got to have the faith principle. You got to have, I'm saying, in order to have this mindset of you can do all things, you got to have faith. Because you got to understand, he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, you got to have faith in God, in Christ, in order to have enough confidence to say, I can do anything. But first, you got to have faith. And let's go on to Hebrews chapter 11 and 6, so it can explain this, why we got it, because it can't work without these things. So let's get this, Hebrews 11 and 6.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
See that? He said, but without faith it's impossible to even please him. For he that cometh to him must believe that he is. And I tell people, this is the crux of everything. Do you really believe in God? That's where your faith stems. The things that God said and the things that's in these scriptures, do you really believe in God and he's going to do the things that he said? That's a big crux to I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, because you're dealing with God in Christ. Now, it ain't got nothing to do with me. It got everything to do with the power that I'm dealing with and what I believe in and where my faith is at. My faith is I believe wholeheartedly that there is God, I believe wholeheartedly that there is Christ. They do exist, and everything that's written and every promise they have made and everything they say they will do it. If I don't believe, if I'm saying you might be saying you believe in God, it's more than words. You got to, like I said, you got to believe that he is. So if you really believe, if I'm working for the king of the universe, why should I have any doubts about accomplishing anything? See, my only doubt is I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing to receive or to do something is because it's some shortcomings on my end. It ain't got nothing to do with God's end. He gonna make it happen. Am I holding up my side of the bargain? That's how I judge it. That's how I look at things. I'm saying I'm coming up short. Ain't got nothing to do with God. Got everything to do with me. But do I believe I can accomplish anything? Yes, I do. But I know the short link in his chain ain't God. It ain't that he won't do it. It's just that have I earned it? Am I doing what I'm supposed need to be doing to get what I'm, for whatever I need to happen? And I'm doing the things for that to happen because I know God gonna hold his side of the bargain. So far as my faith in that, yeah, I got faith in that. I believe that God is. I believe that in, he said, I believe that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. No doubt. But it, but like I'm saying, the short part of this gonna be, end up being me. I'm not gonna be able to come in. You wouldn't do it. I'm not gonna be able to do that. So, in order to deal with this no limit mindset, one of the greatest things you got to have is faith. You got to have faith for it to for these things to work. Forever, for you to think that you can accomplish all things, that you can do all things, you must both have faith in God and Christ that they can help you accomplish these things. So we have to understand that. And with your faith, that should bring you, if there's something else you should have with it. But if you're faithless, you ain't going to have this anyway. But if you have faith, you're going to have this. So let's go into Joshua chapter 1 and 8. See, if you got faith, you shouldn't be short in this either, if you truly believe. So let's get this, Joshua chapter 1 and 8.
Book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart not out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest.
Stop. So here what we're saying. He said, with your faith, guess what else? He said, this is showing you got faith. He said, I command thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord. So what you, why are you, so why don't you have courage? And he tell you, be not afraid. If you believe God is with you, Why you ain't got courage? Why you, what you scared of? He said neither be thou dismayed. What's got you puzzled? You with God. If you believe, like I said, if you got faith, this is connected to your faith. You having courage and being not afraid got a whole lot to do with your faith too. you believe God is with you, he's not. If God and run everything in the universe, what you scared of? He run it all. If you truly believe in him, that's what I'm saying. One of the big things is, do we believe? In God and in his word. And the things that he say and the promises that he tells us in the word. Do you think it's real? Or do you just think these some nice sounding things? But let's show you some of our forefathers in the Bible that in everything that they did, they had a mindset that went above the normal mindset set. So let's go into Brother Isaiah. Let's go into Psalms 119 and 164. Psalms 119 and 164.
The book of Psalms 119, 164. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments.
Stop. People, it's King David. You know what he said? 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy right. So people, some people think it's excessive praying the way the Muslims pray 5 times a day. Well, the Muslims can't outdo King David, can they? He praying 7 times a day. So people, some people find it hard to pray once or twice a day. King David, like I'm saying, he's always trying to do above and beyond. He praying 7 times a day. And I'm saying, I bet sometime he can pray more than that. But let's give you some more of this mindset. Stand in 119, Brother Isaac. Let's go to verse 62. Let's get some more into his prayer life. Let's see what else he do.
162, right?
Verse 62. Psalms 119 and verse 62.
Amen. At midnight I will raise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments.
See that? See, not only do he pray 7 times a day, he said he'd get up at midnight and pray. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm telling you, I don't know if I want to do that. I'm in my little comfy covers at late in the night. And get up and start praying again. I don't know if I want to do this. But see him.
We got a little feedback in the back.
Yeah, so shall we get a little bit of feedback?
Yeah.
So you see that King David, he got up at midnight. So he prays 7 times a day, and then, like I said, he can get up at midnight and praise. See, that's a person ain't got no limit. I mean, you know what? I'm going to get my morning prayer. Thanks for I'm getting up. And then I'm going to say my prayers at night and thank him and praise him and ask him to wake me up again. That ain't good enough, King David. Waking up, saying a prayer before bed, and saying a prayer when he woke up, wasn't good enough for him. He ain't got no limits. So I bet King David, if he woke up in the middle of the night, had to go to use the restroom, he probably washed his hands and got down on his knees again to do that. So you know, while I wait, you know, I might as well send one up while I'm up. See, that's a different. That's that no limit mind state right there. I'm gonna give it in while I got a chance to get it in. I might not wake up. This might be the last one I can get in. So while I got a chance to get in, I'm gonna do it. That's people, you're not dealing See, John Edwards ain't a normal human. That's somebody that's in the that's in the natural, but he in the spiritual also. But he already mentally in the spiritual. In his mind, he already dealing on the spiritual realm of things. So we got to understand that. But then he'll tell you that, you know what I'm saying? We're going to show you that he does things above and beyond, and he's going to get kind of braggadocious with, I ain't like everybody else. And then he's going to say something that some people wouldn't want to agree with, but I get it. I get it. Well, so, Brother Isaiah, why are we still in Psalms 119? Let's get to 97, and let's read this kind of slowly, so we're going to break some, we're going to make some stops.
Amen. Verse 97. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me.
So he said he loved the law of God, and he meditated on it all day. See, he thinking on this all day. There go that excessiveness again. He said, it made me wiser than my enemies. But let's see what else he got to say. Read on.
I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation.
Look, he's meditating in these things so much, he know more than the people that taught him. He said, I know more than the people. And he didn't say one teacher. He said, teachers, that's plural S. He said, I know more than all the people that taught me. Some people would think, oh, man, why are you talking like that, dude? He just bragging. But if it's true, it's true. And he let you know it's okay to make this public announcement. But what are you doing?
100. I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precepts.
Stop that. You see that? He said he know more than all than the ancients, the people that was before him. Not only people that was in his generation, he said people before his generation. He know more than them too.
Mm-hmm.
So this is somebody on that no limit. This is somebody that's rolling in the spiritual while they in the carnal. While he in his flesh, he ain't thinking like people in the flesh. He's thinking above that. And he know more than everybody that came before him, and if he said he even know more than the people that taught him. And I guarantee he didn't stop there. He until his last dying breath, I bet King David was trying to know more and more and more with no limit. With this brother. But let's show you another prophet. Let's show you the mind that they got this kind of mind state, that they got a lot of confidence in their walk. I'm saying, we finna read somebody that they finna truly let you know they don't think they gonna barely make it. Let's go in the book of Job 23:10. The book of Job 23:10. Let's see what another one of our forefathers said when in these type of things. And just to know to kind of, you got to have a great confidence in yourself to say something like this. But let's get this. Job 23:10.
But he knoweth the way that I take. When he have tried me, I shall come forth as gold.
Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
He said that he knows the way that I take. When he have tried me, I shall come forth as gold. People, do you understand what kind of confidence to say that? You know what kind of walk you got to have? This somebody got to have. You know, this is no limit. You say, you know what kind of confidence in your walk you got to have to say this? I'm trying to have a no limit, but I ain't here yet. I call this, this is Joel chapter 23. I call this the Michael Jordan scripture right here. This is the 23. He said, that's gold first place. He said, man, I'm coming forth as gold. I ain't quite. I'm saying I believe I can do all things in Christ that strengthens me. I'm just not there yet. I ain't quite ready for them to straight up try me like that right now. Say, let me get, I need to clean up a little bit, you know. Let me get to atonement next year or something. Maybe, okay, I'm cleaning up myself for the rest of the year. And hopefully, I get to atonement. Maybe I might be ready, but I ain't ready right now. So let's get into some more of this. Let's show you some more of this. Let's go on to Psalms chapter 17 and 3. Let's show you some more. Like I said, anybody that didn't heard me before, King David is my favorite person in the scriptures after Jesus just because of his mindset and his spirit and how he embraced and loved. He didn't just like the things of God. He loved the things of God. So let's get this. Psalms 17 and 3.
Psalm 17 and 3. Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me, and I shall find nothing. I am proposed that my mouth shall not transgress.
Did you see what he said? He said, thou hast proved my heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me, and shalt find nothing. So you ain't gonna say, God tried me. You ain't gonna find nothing. That's somebody that you got to be a no limit brother on that one. You got to be your confidence is high in what you're doing. If you can say that. That means you ain't playing. You taking your ain't no limit in how righteous you trying to be. You doing your walk, you got this kind of confidence. I hear people, and I even say it myself sometimes, but I'm quit saying that. I hope I just make it by the skin of my teeth. It sound like King David and Job saying that. You don't sound like people that think they barely going to make it. Matter of fact, they making a challenge. Try me, God. You ain't going to find that. God, you don't need to come check my cause. You're going to find a whole bunch of stuff. No, do not come today. I ain't King David. Don't try. No, you're going to find something. I ain't that confident right now. No, you're going to find something. And that for something going to be some plural. That's going to be plural. You're going to find some something. But guess what? What they're saying, I'm striving for it, though. I want to talk just like that, too. I got a goal, a lofty goal. But there ain't no limit. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do it. I'm not going around saying, man, we can't do all that law, man. We can't do it. We don't need all 600 because all the stuff that's in the Levitical priesthood, we ain't got to do that. So some of it been eliminated. So some of it has been cut down anyway. So that sacrificial stuff, we ain't got to do that. So I ain't got to worry about that stuff. But that means everything else, guess what? I can do that. So we got to understand that. I'm saying I love reading the Proverbs, the Psalms, Ecclesiasticus and Apocrypha, Songs of Solomon and Apocrypha, Ezra's and Apocrypha, and saying in Wisdom of Solomon, because these are the wisdom books. I like to get in the mind and the psyche of the prophets to understand how they think and how people that's high on God's list, how they think, the people that he actually worked with, that he put down for us to study and learn from, how did they think? And I love doing that. I'm saying, back in the day, they had this commercial, "Sometimes I Dream, Want to Be Like Mike." No, I want to be like King David. I want to be like John the Baptist. You said John the Baptist was the great. I want to be like John the Baptist. They call him MJ. I said, I want to be like JB, John the Baptist. Forget Mike. Say, why can't I be great like him? They always call it Jordan the GOAT. No, John, according to Jesus, John the Baptist was the GOAT. Okay? Now, everybody else you have an argument is LeBron. Jesus said, ain't no argument when Jesus said it. Jesus, he ended the argument. He said, John the Baptist is the greatest. Well, John the Baptist is great. So we got to understand that, people. Now, this dude said, if God try me, he ain't going to find nothing. But let's get into God. He got this no limit. Let's get into his mind. Let's get into Isaiah chapter 57 and 15, Brother Isaiah. Isaiah, in your own namesake, chapter 57 and 15.
Man.
I got me a book too, because they call me Nakamiah, so it's a book. I got me Isaiah. Don't get puffed up. Think you're the only person got a book up in here. I do too. Now, Nehemiah, all up in here. So let's get this. Isaiah chapter 57 and 15, people. Let's get it.
For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in a high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrary ones.
Stop. What did he say? He said, where did it say the high and lofty one inhabits what?
Eternity.
See, eternity ain't no limit. Ain't no time limit on eternity. See, that's where he roll at. He roll in eternity. No limitness. That's where he kicks into that. So we got to understand that, people. You got to get, I'm saying, you got to understand the mind of God in Christ. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 1 and 8. Let's get some more of this. Hebrews 1 and 8. Let's get some more of this. Let's see where God and Christ hang. Where they mind at.
The book of Hebrews chapter 1 verse 8. But unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom.
Stop. But he telling said, but to the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. See, how long Jesus' throne gonna last?
Forever.
Forever and ever. Ain't no limit to it. Looks like the Father and the Son think exactly the like. Now you're going to tell us about us, the people of God. We're supposed to be the same way. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 45 and 17. So we're supposed to be the same way.
Isaiah 45:17. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed, nor confounded, world without end.
What? Israel's world is going to be what?
World ain't no end.
World ain't no end. See? So if you wanted to, so I'm trying to show you, Israel is the people of God, so we definitely the servants of God. So if you wanted the people and the servants of God, what is your mind state? My world ain't going to never end. The party going to keep on going. That's how we supposed to be thinking. World without end. That's where our mind's supposed to be. Ain't no limitations. I tell the world, your world gonna end. Mine ain't. If y'all don't turn and follow God, your world gonna end. If I do what I'm supposed to do, mine gonna keep on going. So we got to understand that. We got to understand that. The world, our world we're supposed to be dealing with ain't going to end. Our salvation is going to be an everlasting salvation. It ain't gonna be no temporary deliverance. You know, stuff happened now. It happened temporarily. You know, I might have a good job temporarily. You know, I might work there 5, 6, maybe 10, 15. And guess what? I mean, it's only temporary. I can't count on it lasting forever. But guess what? When God, Christ, deliver us, you're going to have, you know what I'm saying? It's saying we ain't going to have to worry about, oh man, you know what? The plant that closed down. I'm on it. It says, God in Christ, we get delivered. Ain't no unemployment line anymore. He played a forever game. So we got to understand it. So let's keep rolling in this. And let's go into St. John's chapter 15 and 8. St. John's 15 and 8. Because he's saying he wants you to do this. Like saying he wants you to do more and more. So we got to understand that. That you just not just getting this information and all this stuff for nothing. Like I'm saying, you got expectations for us doing this. So let's get this. St. John's chapter 15 and verse 8.
Amen. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples.
Well, he's saying you got to bear much fruit. He's saying, you know, you just got to bear some fruit. No, he said you got to bear much fruit. He said you got to bear much fruit. See, I like words. See, bearing fruit and bearing much fruit, they're two different understandings. Much is different from just, okay, I showed up with something. So like I'm saying, the more and more you look at it, he got high expectations for his people and his servants. Because his people are, because part of his people is his servants, the prophets. So he got a lot of expectation for us. Even saying he's not looking for regular success. He's looking for great success. He's not looking for something mediocre out of us. He told us that we're supposed to be great. But the other thing is, this is not for everybody. Like I said, the wise going to increase in learning. The just going to increase in learning. So, Brother Isaiah, if you got your Apocrypha near, let's go to second Edras and show you that some things is for everybody. Islam is only for the wise. So there's no limit. Everybody don't get to be no limit. Some things, people is special. If you wanted to no limit people, you special. But let's get into 2 Esdras chapter 14 and 16. 2 Esdras 14 and 16.
The book of 2 Esdras 14 and 16. For yet greater evils than those which thou hast seen happen shall be done hereafter. For look how much the world shall be weaker.
No, we're going to go up, bro. Let me see. Let's go into 14 and verse 4.
Amen. And I sent him and led my people out of Egypt and brought him up to the mount of where I held him by me a long season, and told him many wondrous things, and showed him the secret of the times and the end, and commanded him, saying, these words shall thou declare.
Stop. So we know he's talking about Moses, but listen, he said, and told him many wondrous things, and showed him the secrets of the times in the end. So he showed him the end and everything. But guess what? You can read on. I'm saying, did he supposed to show this to everyone? Go ahead, bro. Verse 6.
These words shall thou declare, and these shall thou hide.
Oh, guess what? Everything ain't meant for everybody. Well, let's get deeper into this in this same book, Brother Isaiah. Let's drop down to verse 44.
In 40 days, there were 204 books. And it came to pass when the 40 were filled, that the highest spake, saying, the first thou hast written, publish openly, that the worthy and worthy may read it. But keep the 70 last, that thou mayest deliver them only to such as be wise among the people.
So he's telling you, at first he said, in 45, and it came to pass when the 40 days were filled that the highest spake, saying, the first that thou hast written, publish openly, that the worthy and unworthy may read it. So he said, okay, some things the worthy and unworthy get to read it. But guess what? He said, but in 46, but keep the 70 last that thou mayest deliver them only such as be wise among people. See that? See, the wise increase in learning. Everybody ain't on that level. But read on, 47.
For in them is the spring of understanding, the fountain of wisdom, and the stream of knowledge. And I did so.
See that? So he said, for in them is the spring of understanding. These people got good understanding. And a fountain of wisdom. They got wisdom. And the stream of knowledge. That's the wise and the just and the righteous. That's them. Guess what? Everybody ain't on that level. Everybody ain't got the no-limit mindset. Some people want to just be mediocre. But I guarantee these people had that Brother Job, had that Job mindset, had that King David mindset, had that John the Baptist mindset, had that Apostle Paul mindset. Because let's show you, we're going to show you everything ain't for everybody. Even when we finish showing you, even Jesus, everything ain't meant for everything. Everybody don't need to know. Let's go into the book of Matthew, chapter 17, 17 and 1.
Book of Matthew, 17 and 1. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were so afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead.
Stop. So you see that? See, now all these things happen. And when they was leaving, coming down the mountain, in verse 9 it says, And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. You're saying, do y'all understand why he said this? Because when it comes to the no limit, and when you're the higher and the wiser, and you deal with certain things that most people don't get to, they ain't going to believe you. So he's saying, tell, I'll rise again. They ain't going to believe what you told them. They ain't going to believe the account of this until I come back again. So that's another thing, is that the things that you get to see, some of these things you're going to have to hold, don't have to keep to yourself, because guess what? If you try to tell it to the unwise, that's what I'm saying, you don't cast your pearls before swine. Guess what? They ain't going to believe. They ain't going to believe it anyway. So to show them some, to tell and show some of the great things that the Spirit of God and Christ has showed you ain't worth showing to everybody. Some people just ain't worthy, or just not going to believe it, so it ain't worthy for you to even show it to them. But let's get more than that, because Jesus tell them this straight up. Let's go on to Matthew chapter 13 and 10. Matthew chapter 13 and 10.
The book of Matthew 13 and 10. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? And he answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given.
Stop. See that? He said, they asked him why he comes speaking to people in parables, but he said, and he answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not. See, so all these things isn't given to everyone. I tell people all the time, I don't trip on Christians and stuff like that. Singing in a choir and all that might be all they're supposed to know. You should be thanking God that He chose you to know more. He chose you more than that. Let's drop down to verse 16.
But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them.
Stop. See that? So are these people bad or something?
No.
No, he said, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them. So he said, prophets and righteous men ain't seen the things that the disciples got to see. Like I said, if you know more, then thank God that you was chosen to know more. That lets you know, if you know more, you're on a different level. Like I said, these prophets and righteous men, so they definitely going to make it to the kingdom. But there's levels to things. Everybody, like I said, all men are created equals. That saying ain't in the Bible. That saying is man made that saying up. All of us are not created equal in the eyes of God. Even his own people. Even like I said, even prophets and righteous men. There's prophets and righteous men that don't get great understanding as he give others. So we got to understand that. Everybody ain't on the same level. And like I say, the commandments it's not a secret. The commandment, the obey God, the law and commandments is out there for anybody that read it to pick it up. But some of these things are deeper. Some of the things in scriptures are way deeper than that. That's why I say the secrets and all these those type of things. Okay, those things are way, there's things in the scriptures way deeper than, remember the Sabbath day, keep it holy. Some things are deeper than keeping a dietary law. So we got to understand that. Some things, is like we read in the Apocrypha, some things, he said, these things declare openly that the worthy and the unworthy can see it. But some things, he said, hide. Some things are deeper. Some things are secret. But let's show you who he deal with in that manner. Brother Isaiah, let's go into Amos chapter 3 and 7. So like saying, people, everybody, all men created equal is a saying of man. It's not a saying of God. But we're going to get to this Amos 3 and 7.
The book of Amos 3 and 7. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets.
Oh, see that? See, he said he will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Well, guess what? The law ain't a secret. It ain't a secret, people. So if you been revealed the law, you being revealed, you know what I'm saying? You are not being revealed a secret. That ain't no secret. But you waking up, finding out that you're an Israelite, that's a secret. Because that was supposed to be in, because the whole world tried to hide that from you. So for some reason, God chose all of us that understand who we are to figure out who we are. Because there's a whole bunch of us that don't. So we got to understand that. We got to understand that. So with the other part of the no limit, we're going to get into a little bit of touchy thing with some people. Because some people don't want to deal, they believe that only this part of the Bible is the only part of the Bible. But we're going to see what the Bible says itself, and we're going to show you some things in the scriptures that points to other things, that there are other writings, people. There are thousands of writings we have not seen. And like I said, no limit, and the thing with the no limit, do you really, you must underestimate your God if you think this is all he had to say. Okay, I can say this is enough to get you to the kingdom. But if you want to know more and more and more, you should understand. You should truly know that this is not all he had to say. But let's get the scriptures itself talking about the older writings. Okay, Brother Isaiah, let's go into Romans chapter 15 and 4. Romans 15 and 4. When you get it, brother, go ahead. Romans 15 and verse 4. When you get it, brother, go ahead. Romans 15 and 4.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Oh, okay.
For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
Okay. He says, so
now,
for whatsoever things written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So he said, there are things that was written before now. What we got is some of that, but what we got ain't all of that. So we finna go in the Bible and get into one of these things. That's how you truly know about it. It's not in the Bible, but Christ was doing it. So let's go into St. John chapter 10 and 22. St. John chapter 10 and verse 22. So when there's no limit, like I said, we're covering many areas on the no limit.
St. John 10:22. And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. They came the Jews round.
He said, and it was at Jerusalem, the feast of dedication. And it was winter because Feast of Dedication is Hanukkah, and Hanukkah falls when? In December, which is winter. And where did he go? He went to the temple at that time to deal with this. And the only way he know about this, he got to know about the book of the Maccabees, which is not in the Bible that we have, but used to be in the middle of it. As you understand the history of the 1611 Bible, when it was first constructed, the Apocrypha was in the middle of the Old Testament and New Testament. But I'm going to go through the Zondervan Pictorial Bible Dictionary, and I'm going to read the definition of the dedication feast or Hanukkah. And it says, an annual festival of the Jews held throughout the country for 8 days, celebrating the resurrection of the temple following its desecration at the hands of the Syrians under Antiochus Epiphanes in 1 Maccabees, chapter 4, and in 2 Maccabees, of which Josephus gives a graphic picture. The feast came on the 25th of Kislev, December. Josephus called it the Feast of Lights, like the Feast of Tabernacles. It was at the time of poetry and joy. It was at this feast that Jesus delivered in the temple the discourse record, St. John's chapter 10, 22. So it tell you that Jesus went to go do the feast of Hanukkah or Feast of Dedication in St. John's chapter 10, 22. So I see that there's no limit to Jesus. Jesus dealt with, in order for him to deal with this, he had to deal with the Maccabees. But we're going to show you not only this book, we're going to use the Bible and show you it ain't just the Apocrypha people that their Bible speaks of. There's other books that the Bible speaks of. So, Brother Isaiah, let's go into 2 Samuel 1 and 18.
So 2 Samuel 1 and 18?
Second Samuel 1 and 18.
Second Samuel 1 and 18. And she said, let thine handmaid find grace.
Second Samuel 1 and 18.
Sorry, it was in First Samuel.
Second Samuel 1 and 18. Also he bade them teach the children of Judah the use of the bow. Behold, it is written in the book of Jasher.
What? He said it's written in the, he said teach the children to use the bow. It's written in what? The book of what?
Book of Jasher.
Book of Jasher. But let's show you not only one of our forefathers knew about this book. Let's go into the book of Joshua. Chapter 10, 13.
And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hasted not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day, amen, and there was no day like that before it or after it that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel.
Now, he said there was no day like this day that the Lord hearkened to the voice of a man that he halted the sun. He said this written in the book of Jasher. This ain't written in the Bible. And he said, and there was no day like this. Okay, he said, so this is a very important thing. And guess what? The account of it is in the book of Jasher. So let's show you one somebody else. Let's show you. We got two Old Testament people. Let's get a New Testament person. Let's get a New Testament person. Let's go to 2 Timothy 3:8.
Second Timothy 3:8.
Mm-hmm.
Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further.
So now, guess what, people? Paul is talking about an account about Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses. So do these also resist the truth. So now, people, I want you to look in, I want, if anybody can look in a 1611 Bible and show me Jannes and Jambres going against Moses. But what this is talking about is when the sorcerers and the magicians of Egypt went against Moses and turned their, when he turned his to a snake, his rod into a snake, and they turned theirs to a snake. But guess what? It don't give no names. You know where the names is? In the book of Jasher. And I'm going to go into the Bible dictionary, and we're going to look up Jannes, one of the dudes that was involved in this, and let's see where you can read about this dude at. And I'm saying, let's see if we can read about this dude in the Bible that we have. And it says, a magician, Jannes, a magician who withstood Moses and Aaron by duplicating some of their miracles. Paul was familiar with the rabbinical traditions, named him along with Jambres as types of evil men of the last days. 2 Timothy 3:8. But guess what? You can't, them people, them two dudes, that account you can't read except for in the book of Jasher. So if the Bible don't say that, let's show you everything Paul learned. Let's see who taught Paul, and this will be the last scripture that we deal with. So let's go to Galatians 1:16. So who told Jesus about these things? I mean, who told Paul about these things? He's talking about a situation that he said that you can read in the Bible, but you ain't going to see the names, but he named them. So let's get this. Galatians 1:16.
To reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen. Immediately, I conferred not with flesh and blood.
Stop. You said he didn't confer with flesh and blood. He dealt with what? Jesus in the spirit. And it's been a breakdown how long he was taught and where he was taught. Read on.
Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus.
Stop. So he's telling you the apostles didn't teach me. He said I went to Arabia. And let's see how long he was there. Read on.
Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days.
So after 3 years, so 4 years, so going into his the fourth year after he got baptized, then he went and saw Peter and abode with him 15 days. But he said, whoever taught him in them three, and he saw Jesus, he said, flesh and blood didn't teach me. So when he was in Arabia, guess who he was dealing with? He was dealing with Jesus Christ. He said, flesh and blood didn't reveal these things to me. But guess what? Jesus dealt with, Jesus and Paul dealt with what? The book of Jasher. Now, people, I'm telling you to read nothing else. You know what I'm saying? I'm just showing you that there's no limits. I'm saying, I don't care if you read the Apocrypha. I don't care if you read the book of Jasher. Do not any of those things. But I do, because I'm trying to be a wise person, a just person, and I'm trying to increase in learning. So with that, people, I hope you got some understanding in Jesus' name. I thank you for your time, and now I'm going to hand things off to Brother Job and Sister Raya. Thank you for your time.
Amen, amen.
Brother.
Yeah, amen. Great lesson.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
And I agree with you wholeheartedly. It takes that and more. You're absolutely right.
Amen.
Amen. Any more questions, comments, testimonies?
Well, I got a comment. I just want to say, first and foremost, I thank the Father for this precept and giving you the understanding and bringing it. A lot of us don't talk about the power and the works of God. Like, that's some type of mysticism or spookyism, or that's some Sunday Christian stuff that they do and that they look for. We don't do that. We look for the knowledge of God, and all we do is look at the matter. No. The Lord got all the powers that's at work here, and that power that be. And it got to come, like you said, no limit, none whatsoever. You know, my first thought is Adam. Now, my first thought is Adam, you know, no fear of death. It don't get no limit than that. No fear of death. He can do anything. He can walk on water without the fear of death. Peter got spooked because he thought he was going to drown, die. Adam didn't have that. No limit. He can ride on a tornado. No fear. No limit. All that's in us. We got those things in us. So we got those things. Look at Moses. Watch. I want to read these two scriptures. Moses said, look what he did in Exodus 17 and 6. He said, behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock. There shall come out water out of it that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. What? I want somebody to go out there and hit a curtain and turn out some water. You believe in God? You really believe in the Lord? Let's see. Where your faith at? We want to judge people. We want to pull Moses in judgment, you know, like he's some kind of sinner. We want to put Moses in judgment. Think we can judge anybody in the script. Pull some rock out. Pull water out of rock. I ain't talking about go to the sewer. Get a rock and get some water. Go get a pebble and make it bleed water. Watch this. Watch this no limit, McCormick. Watch this here. This next thing. And he said this in Numbers chapter 20 and 10. And Moses and Aaron gathered together. Now, I'm picking up at verse 8 and 7. It says, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the rod and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth water. Just like he did in Exodus. Right? Okay, so we already know. He already know what he got to do. He already did it already. Okay, Lord, tell him to do it again. And it shall give forth his water, and it shall bring forth to them water out of the rock. So shall thou give the congregation and their beasts to drink. Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him, and Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said unto them, hear now, ye rebels, must we set you water out of this rock? Look at this attitude. No limit. He ain't thinking about he came to. Ain't even a question in his mind. No limit. That he can go out there and hit a rock, go bust a curve, do something, make water come out of a rock. No limit. That's faith. Now look at this. And he said, because his faith is great, his pride gathered away, he said, and Moses lifted up his hand as he said, with his rod, he smote the rock twice. And water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and the beast also.
It worked. Yeah, so he already knew how to, even though the Lord told him to speak it. That's some faith.
He already did it. He did it already. The congregation shouldn't even been tripping on him because they know he can get water out of the rock. It don't get no better than that. No wonder he was, you know, you can think about what would drive a man to get to this point, but not looking at what got him there, we're looking at the no-limit part. Look what he did and the water came out the rock. That was like off the top of his head. Boom, okay. It ain't no doubt in my mind water's coming out of this rock. Who among us can call that? Man, that's a beautiful precept, Drew. That's why I'm hearing you. We got to get to this because if we get into the last days, guess what? Like you brought up, Jambers, the false prophet is going to come in that same spirit pulling the same stuff. And the Lord said, those that do know their God is going to do exploits. That means we got to get to this. No limit. Got to get to this. All right? All right. I yield the mic because it's like great precept, man. Thanks.
Oh, thank you. Any more questions, comments, testimonies? All right, shalom.
All right,
great job.
Yeah.
Great job. Great job reading, Brother Isaiah. Thank you for all your help. Thank you.
Oh, amen. All praise to the Father. All praise. Hey, man, this is a tight piece, man. You know, I like how Joe just threw his two sitting there because I didn't even think about that. Lord said, speak to the rock. He smote it, so you know he already know how to do it. You know, and definitely just get back with the precept, man. You know, it's just so many things that you brought to the table. You know, like, for example, you know, no limit, man. No limit to wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You know, and I honestly believe, man, we stunt our growth. You know, it's like definitely if it's something we haven't heard before, you know, we ain't never heard it before. The first thing we want to do is cast it off or just hand my man up like a lettuce, you know. But I think, man, that ain't, if you want to stay at that percentage where you at, then you stay there. But the ones who the Lord called, like the book of Second Ezra chapter 14 said, that verse 44 about that portion. You know, if you believe that you're a portion, you know, that's another thing, too, before I get back on that, you know, because you know, a lot of us might want to just, you know, we just look at one thing, like, for example, you know, like how the Bible say to do something a certain way, or like, for example, like how you're supposed to gather yourself together and all that other type of stuff. You know, we look at that in the modern time, but we got to understand, man, we in 2020. You know, back in the day of the prophets, they didn't have no cell phones, no social media, no devices, anything like that. You know, so, it, you know, just to boost our wisdom, not your understanding, though, we can use those things to our favor. You know, no limit. You know, boost that brain up. Get the understanding that you need. You know, and definitely like the Apophica, you know, so many people teach against it, but then if you just take the time out and read it for yourself, man, it's legit. You know, in order for you to understand it's legit, you got to understand that it's more out there. And there's nothing wrong with checking out other things, too. Could be a greater source. But altogether, bro, that was a great precept. Now you're the mic with that.
Thank you, brother. Any more comments, testimonies, any words? Any announcements? If there's no more people that have their hands up.
Well, getting your hands up right now. So I guess you can go to tomorrow evening pre-show, or tomorrow evening lesson, the class. And that's the spirit of meekness and tyranny by the study class. Tomorrow night, the 5th. You just heard
him, now, bro.
And you just heard him bringing them scripts for your brother and calling, but he's gonna be bringing the scriptures tomorrow evening. What's the title of the precept?
The name of the title precept for Lord William Tamai is called "Bible Gangsters and Hebrew Vice Lords."
All's well.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing, anything, baby. What you going, man? Where you getting this at?
Oh man, like, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just, you know, because when people hear about the Bible, you know, they always think about it's just some little, you know, your hands is all up, you know what I'm saying? Your hands always up, you just talk so soft. But, you know, man, you got to be a gangster for the Most High, man, to get this thing done. You know, it ain't no guarantee you won't get stole on. You know what I'm saying? It just to show, you know, to show the toughness and the roughness of the servants, you know, regardless of how bad they got beat up and bruised or whatever. You know, if it take to pierce somebody's beard or to steal off the wicked who've been persecuting the poor, we go do all that. So it's called Bible Gangsters and Hebrew Vice Lords.
Yeah.
I thought it was a funny precept name, but I'm going to go ahead and go with it.
No, man, that's a good catch, man, because, you know, to me, every precept is an evolution. This thing can grow into so many levels, man, because most of the foundation of gangsters and vice lords is scripture. You know, like you got the rock and you got Allah, which is that Abraham father, then you got the disciples who supposed to be a part of the star David and all this type of thing, you know. And then it gathers up.
Can I make a comment about this?
Yes,
go ahead,
sir.
Bro.
Okay, people don't realize what Jesus would be if he was here today. And if he was here today in America, you got to remember, Jesus was a black man walking around with 12 other black men. What would they call that today? And they had weapons because Peter cut somebody's ear. They would call that a gang.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They would call that a game. They would be seeing 13 black men with weapons that like to go to the liquor store and get some wine.
Right.
The Christians would hate them. But if Jesus was here now, Christian men would hate him because he liked wine and things like that, you know, and stuff like that. They ain't down with that. They say he wasn't righteous enough for them. But he a man. He's a man. He was a brother, a black man walking around, and then he had a whip. He whipped somebody with 12 other dudes. Today, if you had a crowd of black men walking around like that, they would call it a gang.
Yes, you would.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, and them Christians would have a problem with him, too, because he'd actually be drinking wine and barbecuing on Sunday when they in church.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They really have a problem with him. And all his boys would be out there, too,
singing. And he didn't have no money, because remember, he didn't have no donkey, the car of his day, so he didn't have his own. So they're like, well, y'all ain't following him. He ain't got no money or nothing. They just walking around. Christian, you know, see, no, he ain't getting no offering or nothing. So, they would hate him. Say, see, at prosperity, he ain't got no prosperity.
Son of man had no place to. The fox got a hole. Son of man had no place to live. That's really good. Can't wait to hear this preach up tomorrow evening. That's your brother Isaiah Brown.
Hi, Cuckoo.
Coming out of Peoria, Illinois. The spirit of me really tells us that so with that being said, Brother McComb, no other hands up, so if you have any closing comments.
Hey brother, like you're saying the scriptures. Whatever you find to do, do it with all your might. Don't have no limits on yourself, people. Try to be the best and do the best you can in every aspect of your life. Be no limit, just like our Father and the Son of God. Have no limit, just like our forefathers. I'm saying don't have no limits on yourself. Try to go higher and higher and higher. With that, I yield the mic.
Amen. Amen. And with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. And we hope we edify. So I want to thank our brother Nakomi Swanson. We want to thank our brother Isaiah Brown, the Spirit of Meekness, Terry Bible Study Class. Great job reading. We really catch up tomorrow. Our brother Nakomi Swanson, the Nation of Peace, is like coming out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. You catch them here every Wednesday night, kicking off that 3 days and three nights to the Sabbath day. Amen. Great precept. We got a brother here in the Comey Swanson, aka Nehemiah Israel. Amen. Nehemiah Israel, little Israel, bringing what?
That kingdom state of mind.
State of mind.
That kingdom state of mind. Man, so with that being said, I'm going to thank everybody for their time. Hope it edifies one. As we stay here,
read your Bible.
Eat your
Sons of the Living Water radio show. Sons of the Living Water
radio show. We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sons of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, radio show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water. the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.